All right, folks, God bless you guys. I just, as I was posting that last video, I just looked up and I clicked on this, and this is fascinating to me because the hieroglyph that the Lord had me decrypt in, I can't even remember when it's been so long, but it rolled over into this little video segment that I'm about to play for you. Just wild to look at the retrospect. It's just fascinating because it's perfect. It really just all mingles back together now. It's fascinating. So I'm gonna play this. There's some hieroglyph clips in it. There's U.S. currency clips in it, and it's just fascinating to me. So I thought I'd share it with you guys. Here we go.
The production of a hybrid species on planet Earth would ultimately require an eventuality in which all humans would eventually fall and succumb to the hybridization of the new race. Once the new race had reached a point of physical transformation of the human temple into a fit extension or a host body for the new race, then a new world would emerge in which the new race would rule by a new government, initiated by the leader of this new race of hybrid beings. Satan would rule the kingdom divided and would deceive the inhabitants of the earth into a new world government that would be established through lies and deceit. As this new race of beings began to emerge within the normal populace, the new government would emerge also, a government based on deceit and lies and manipulation. This new government would have to find a way to control the masses into believing that they needed legislation put in place in order to combat terroristic events and activities that threaten the life and the survival of themselves and their country. The Twin Towers, the Pentagon, the Federal Building are all images of bombings on the U.S. currency that actually happened. This shows that the new race of beings was not only devising the schemes, but also flaunting it and mocking those who they seek to enslave by printing the images within the U.S. currency. Because of these bombings, new legislation was enacted. The Patriot Act, the Enabling Act, is the same legislation that Hitler passed during the rise of Nazi Germany. The United States government would follow accordingly, enacting the same legislation that Hitler had enacted. The Patriot Act would also serve to control the masses by giving the government more power than the government actually needed. Further bombings would also increase the government's ability to further enslave the masses through the signing of more legislation, the National Defense Authorization Act, along with the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act. All these new legislations were designed specifically to enslave the public and giving the government far-reaching powers to where the United States citizens would not be able to rise up and argue with the newly established laws of the land, therefore enslaving the masses. Behind the curtain was a haunting reality that the images of the bombings of every building in the United States were printed on U.S. currency notes. This was almost unbelievable, unexplainable, but the reality of the images being there were also unarguable. When one takes the image that's on the U.S. currency and matches it with the actual bombing of the building itself and lays it on top of that image, you have a complete and perfect match.
That's insane. That's insane. You're looking at it, guys. Look at what you're looking at, for God's sakes. This is what the Lord let me show you. All glory to God. Glory to the King. Look at what Jesus let me show you. Look at the different layers of ink on those bills. Oh, my Lord. And see the different layers of ink? Guys, check this out. Though that's the federal building bombing, it's got three layers of ink as well, just like the Twin Towers. Those are actual three-frame little movies of the buildings blowing up, expanding and expanding, just like that $100 bill I showed you. I told you. Look at this. Do you know what you're getting to see here? This is mental freedom, guys. We were enslaved by another race of beings. Look at those different layers of ink. There's one. Three different layers. See them? One. There. See, those are all different layers of ink.
This would set the stage for future bombings that were also printed on U.S. currency notes. The Hoover Dam, as well as an offshore nuclear attack on New York City, would be the next on the venue.
These are all printed on your money.
And bring about the New World Order. The New World Government run by Satan himself.
For me to watch this stuff. This stuff's 8-10 years old. Do you understand, guys, how relevant it all is right now? This is more relevant now than it was back then. I hadn't done the Hindekagram. I hadn't done the Statue of Liberty. I hadn't done a lot of the information when that was produced. It's more relevant now than it was back then. All glory to God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, guys. The King's coming. All right. There we go. All right, I love you guys. Peace and grace.